Well, hey, hi, how are ya? It's only been 54 days since I left radio. Welcome, it's Andy. My first real episode of a podcast. And I am so much happier. Andy's Things and Stuff is what I called it. My wife hates the name because it reminds her of our Lamaze teacher who said and stuff a lot. Okay, whatever. It was annoying. I'd completely forgotten about it. I had put the Lamaze teacher out of our mind, or out of my mind, and apparently she was still hanging on to that. But anyway, well, here I go. Podcast. I threatened to do it. I'm doing it. Now it's happening. Now, if it's terrible, then, well, I guess you won't come back. Anyway, so it's been a while. If you listen to my radio show, by the way, if you listened to me when I was on the radio back in the day, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If you were actually anticipating listening to this because you're just like, you know what, I miss listening to that turd in the morning, thank you. I really do appreciate it. I've gotten a lot of messages from people ever since it all went down, and it's been very nice. I don't miss it, but it was very nice. And when I say I don't miss it, I don't miss my old job. That's what I mean. I do miss doing the morning show. I missed working with Tosh in the morning. I really, really enjoyed it. Really did. It was just, you know, well, anyway. So what happened? I'll get to it here in a little bit. But what have I been doing since then in the last 54 days? My last show was July 22nd, by the way. Well, I've been doing lots and lots of stuff. First, I've been spending way more time with my kids than I was before. Way more. Just because I didn't have to be at work all day. I also was able to just, especially right away, because it was, you know, the middle of the summer still, and kids were still out of school, and still a month left before that all happened, and now they're back in school. And now I really like being at home during the day. Anyway, so I've been doing lots of things. I've been busy. I was so busy that I didn't even hear that Prince Harry's grandma died until Saturday. Did you hear about that? Prince Harry's grandma died. Very sad. Very sad. No, I know it's the Queen, but I don't care. I mean, it's not that I don't care she died. I mean, you know, the person died. It's sad. She's 96 years old. My grandma was 96 or 7 when she died, and it was sad. But, you know, it was a good run. But it's the English royalty, and I don't care. Really don't care. Anyway, been doing a lot of things for the first time, like being at home to help get kids to school in the morning. That's been new. That's a little bit of a routine now that's been going on. I think my wife is enjoying me being there to help. I think, even though sometimes we're singing out of different hymnals and things don't always exactly have the groove down yet. One thing that's really confused me is my wife started using one of my boys' lunch boxes. And so that caused a mild ruckus the other morning because I thought it was one of the boys' lunch boxes, and she was actually just using it because she doesn't care. She's like, does it hold food and keep stuff cold? Okay, I'll take it. I don't care if it's got Pokemon on the side. So she took it, and I thought it would belong to one of the boys, and they'd already left on their bikes, and I'm like, ah! Oh, okay. Anyway, other things I've done for the first time. My wife and I, on my last day, we went out to celebrate my self-employment, went out for dinner, and went out for drinks at Pave after that. Went to Blarney Stone first. I know, we went downtown. Weird. Went downtown, went to Blarney Stone. I can say the name of any place now without fear of retribution for like, hey, they're not a client. Meh. Because I don't need to be. Went to Blarney Stone, had a delicious dinner, and then we went to Pave. I'd been to Blarney Stone before. I'd never been to Pave, ever. And did you know they have this giant sign that says, I love you, that you can get your picture taken next to there? I had no idea. And they've got this big rooftop that you can hang out on there at Pave. Had no idea. That giant parking ramp is a nice view when you're on the rooftop at Pave. Man, that thing is built well. really built well. If there's nuclear war, I'm going to the parking lot downtown. That parking ramp, holy crap. That thing is a giant. It looks like something the Nazis built on the beaches of Normandy in World War II. It's, wow. It's well constructed for sure. We watched all of Stranger Things, my whole family. That was new. That was a thing I had not done. What happened was, okay, like right before I was done, I worked that one last day, the 22nd. Well, that whole week, the 4 days prior to that Friday, my family had a vacation planned at a lake house, Brant Lake. It was great. Had a great time there. And while we were there, my boys got my wife hooked on Stranger Things. They started at the very beginning. So I think I started watching episode 2 with them. And then we ended up watching the whole thing as a family, not on the vacation. Like, we eventually ended up finishing it in August, I think. But, oh man, that was good. It was really good. And now I get why people were like, I knew it. Well, can I do spoilers now? I mean, it's been out for a while. Can I say that Eddie died? I think I can. It's my podcast. You downloaded this. You very deliberately downloaded it and you got a spoiler. I'm sorry. Eddie died. And I totally understood why people were bent about it, because it was like, oh. But they're just following the same formula of introduce a new character, kill him, you know. That's how we lost Bob. He was a new character. Killed him, too. I'm sorry if this is a spoiler for you. Oh, by the way, speaking of Netflix shows, Cobra Kai all of a sudden dropped. I just noticed this morning that it dropped. And my daughter informed me that, yeah, it was like a couple days ago. I'm like, what the hell? Why do they do this every time? They'll say it's coming out in October something or other. And then it's like, eh, we'll do it a month early in September. The hell? I haven't watched a single minute of it. But anyway, so that's another thing. Another thing I did for the first time was just this past weekend. Well, going to see Top Gun Maverick, I had not done for the first time. I saw that on day two. It was open in a modern theater. I went to Top Gun Maverick at the State Theater on Friday night. I got that email just in time because there were only like three pairs next to each other of tickets that were left. And wow, I was really impressed. That State Theater is sweet. Like, I don't know what they're doing running all these old movies. And like, this is a compliment, okay? Nobody get butthurt down at the State Theater here. I loved it. I could not believe how amazing the sound was. That was the thing that I took away from it, because it's Top Gun Maverick, modern movie. The sound completely blew me away. It was unreal. It was, I don't know if it's that good with the older movies that they usually play down there. Maybe it is. I don't know. But Top Gun Maverick, the sound was incredible. They've got these, I had no idea they had the giant recliner seats, electric recliners. And, you know, I was like intuitively, instinctively irritated with the person in front of me who was leaning their chair back. I was about to be like, what the hell are you doing? Like, oh, you're still like 4 feet away from me. It doesn't matter because there's so much room between rows. It's amazing. Like, go to a movie at the State Theater. It's so good. It's so great. It's so well done. The screen is big, but it's not big like modern theaters because, you know, they were restricted by, you know, the size of what was built back way, 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 way back in the day. But it was, it's not so big that you feel like, because we were in the front row, or fourth row, sorry. My brother and I went to it, and I didn't have to turn my head to watch the movie like you would if you're at the Century in the fourth row. Like, I mean, I saw Star Wars Episode 7, Force Awakens, first row, in 3D. And Daisy Ridley had giant cankles because of the angle I was sitting at. It was ridiculous. It was terrible. State Theater is awesome. It's so cool. Okay. So here we go. What happened? Well, for those of you who don't know, if you're listening to this and you're like, because I've had a few friends who have said, hey, you should do a podcast, you know, and I'm like, okay, cool. By the way, if you're expecting a shooting podcast, shooting friends of mine, mostly of whom are probably from not around Sioux Falls or not even South Dakota, I'm sorry to disappoint you. I'm probably not going to talk about USPSA drama or, you know, the impending doom of single action 2011s in Carry Optics. And those of you who are confused with the words I just said, don't worry, I'm not going to dwell on that a little bit. I kind of play like this podcast is purely for fun. I am doing it for me and me only. I'm doing it to amuse myself. And that's pretty much it. And if you enjoy it, great. Okay. But if you're hoping to hear Tosh, well, apparently so is she, because she sent me a message today when I was teasing it on Instagram that I was going to record tonight. And she said, I guess I'll be on the second one. Yes. I'm going to have Tosh on the second one whenever it happens. Okay. So what happened? Well, I'll break it down. Back in late June, Tosh turns in her notice. Okay. It was something I had expected to happen eventually. I didn't know when it was going to happen. I had a feeling it was going to happen at some point, but I didn't think it was. It was one of those things I thought was not about to happen, but then all of a sudden it happened and I wasn't all that surprised. Okay. So she gives her notice. And so then I get with my bosses and I'm like, so, yeah, so she left. So, so I guess we got to do something about this, you know, hire somebody. Okay. Well, instead of anything happening, any feedback whatsoever happening right away, I heard crickets for 4 days, like nothing. Pardon me, 3 days, 3 days, because it was a Tuesday when she gave her notice. So then finally on Thursday, yeah, let's get together 10:30 tomorrow, Friday, whatever. Okay. And so I come in and I sit down and, you know, and I'm expecting, so you got any ideas? I'm like, yeah, here's an idea. I got there, you know, we got this person who already works here, you know, and I think they'd be okay. And otherwise, you know, we advertise the position and we try to find somebody. And the response that I got to that was perplexed confusion, which was perplexing and confusing to me. I'm like, what? Huh? What? Why does this seem weird? Okay. And then it was brought to me, management's idea was that I would leave the morning show and do the afternoon show and bring on a syndicated morning show, which those of you who are here and tuned in this morning to the first episode of whoever those people are. I've been in radio for 23 years. I've never heard of those people. No idea. And no, in case you're wondering, I did not listen. And no, the reaction I had to this was, really? This is what, this is okay. Well, you know, it's Bobby Bones has been so successful on the kicking and blah 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 and, you know, this and that, and I'm like, okay, and we think we should give the station a fresh coat of paint. And I kept hearing this term, a fresh coat of paint, which means we want to make changes that you don't like and are, we think are a good idea and are probably not a good idea. Okay. All right. Well, I guess I'm not real excited about this, but okay. And then they seem perplexed that I was not excited about their plan to move me off of the morning show. And I told them this directly that at that by now, by, you know, July or June of 2022, the radio business has changed a lot since I started in it in 1999. Okay. It was heavily deregulated by the FCC. It allowed companies to own gazillion stations in a single market. That's why instead of there being like four owners or five owners in Sioux Falls, there's two. You know, when I started in this market, there were three owners in Sioux Falls of the commercial stations, not counting the nonprofits and all that. So the business has changed a lot. The parent company, Town Square, they're big into digital. They try to claim that radio is their DNA. It's not their DNA. It's not even their born native hair color. It's, it's basically a thing they use to start the business model. All they care about is digital. They really do. And that's fine. I mean, it is the way things are going, and that's fine. And, you know, so we're expected to write these stories every day. Let me tell you about writing stories every day. When it's supposed to be great local content. Just do that great local content. Okay. But the thing is, it didn't matter how well written something was. It didn't matter how good it was to actually read, to actually be entertaining. All that it mattered was that it had a good headline that would catch you and get you to click on it. That's all that mattered. It could be like, the top 10 garbage cans to puke in downtown Sioux Falls. And if a bunch of people click on it, it's like, hey, great job. That was such a good idea. The top garbage cans to puke in downtown? Wow, really good stuff. Every time I had to write one of these things, I got dumber. Okay? It was killing me. I realized later, it was literally destroying me. I was playing the game. Like I would go back and forth where I'm like, oh, okay, well, hey, look how I'm doing here. I got a bunch of numbers, blah, 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 blah. I just wrote something that made me stupider. Like, what am I doing with myself? Okay. So there's that. The business changed. I was not loving my job. So now they want to take away the one part of my job. Which, by the way, I was also a brand manager, which used to be called a program director, but by now, I was not in charge of programming really at all. I scheduled the music every day, which we have this program, in case you don't know. There's a program called G Selector that you hit a button and it schedules stuff, and then you fill in the gaps. There's rules and whatever. It schedules the music, and you have to refine the log to make it, you know, sound the way it should sound. And so I was still scheduling music, but I was not picking the playlist. That was taken away from me in 2019, I think it was. 2020, 2019, something like that. And the only thing that was up to me, like, on the air was basically stuff that was written for imaging and promos, and that was it. And, and then promotions, which is basically, hey, here's this dumb shit salespeople want you to do for their client. Can you do that? No, I'm not giving away 5% coupons. No, that's stupid. That's not a prize. No one cares. Oh, okay. Well, why are you so difficult to deal with? Because that's terrible. That's why. So anyway, my job had deteriorated into a keyboarding monkey who got to do a radio show in the morning. Okay. Tosh leaves. Admittedly, the talent pool for radio people has dwindled because with deregulation and companies voice tracking, that's what it's called when we pre-record a show. It's called voice tracking. It should just be called pre-recorded radio show. And I did it because it saved time for all the stupid crap I had to write. So we didn't do it on the morning show except for the last hour. We would usually pre-record the last hour of the show because most people have tuned out by 9 o'clock anyway. So, and Tosh had to pre-record the show from 10 to 2 as well. So there's that. I get the one part of my job that I still really like taken away from me, and I'm pissed about it. Okay. The following week, I had a conversation with, like, my immediate supervisor and was a long conversation and was basically just venting and bitching and confiding and thought it was a private conversation. Apparently it wasn't, because then the next day got to meet with the big boss, and then we go up to the big boss, and so then I get in there And the first thing said is, well, what do you think? And I'm like, I don't know. You tell me. Well, I'm going to break it down to one sentence. You're a shitty employee and you should be grateful you still have a job. I'm like, what? it was there was crap pulled out of the woodwork that I'm like, what in the hell are you talking about? There were things that were, some were completely made up out of thin air. Something about me being ungrateful about getting a raise, because I got so many raises over the year. I guess I would remember all the time that I got them, that how grateful or not that I was, or whatever. It was basically a beat up Andy session, and I, in the process of that, I'm like, okay, but putting a syndicated morning show on is like putting a gun to the head of the station and pulling the trigger. Okay. It's the dumbest possible solution. It is. It was just time for me to go. Okay. Clearly, I was not wanted there anymore. They wanted a monkey to just say yes. Okay. Sure. I'll sit here and read the news after whatever those, I have no idea what their names are. Whatever the new shit show is, I'll read the news while they do things. Okay. Yeah. And they wanted me to be okay with replacing myself with a hollow syndicated morning show. I went home after this meeting where I got beat up and talked to my wife and basically laid it all out. And I was like, I don't think I can work there anymore. And she said, yeah, you're right. It's time. And I hadn't even really considered it. I hadn't really thought about it until that day. I mean, I guess it had crossed my mind, like, someday I'm going to be done with radio. But then all of a sudden it was like, oh, wow, it's now. And so I did not give notice, because they would have not given me notice if they were going to replace me. So why would I give them the courtesy of giving them notice? They've booted many a person over the years who was either just too expensive or I don't know. Anyway, it basically just came down to, I don't want to work in a place where morale sucks. In an era where you can get a job driving a school bus and make more than you can in radio, it's time to make some smarter fiscal decisions. So I made a smarter fiscal decision and decided to focus on the company I had already started, my little tiny firearms instruction company that I started in 2016. And I'm just going to do more of that and do that. And that's what I've been doing. So there it is. There's sort of what happened as far as me and Tosh leaving. And by the way, just so if anybody was wondering if me and Tosh had this like grand plan to like, oh, we're both going to go and blah. No, this was one led to the other, but it was not a grand plan. I left as a result of Tosh leaving. So anyway, that's the skinny. That's what happened. That was long. This was a lot longer than most of these will be. Most of the rest of these are going to be fun and shorter and probably in the neighborhood of 15 minutes. But just so you know, I'm so happy now. It's been great being self-employed. I'm not getting rich, but I'm making a living. And that's good enough for me. I'm very happy doing what I do. What I do, in case you haven't heard, because this wasn't even like management telling me, hey, you can't do that. No, this would be like breaking federal regulation and could get me a $300,000 fine. I couldn't talk about my own company on the air. I couldn't say I'm a firearms instructor and I have a business doing this, because that's plugola and it's highly illegal under FCC regulation. So I could not do that. And a couple of times, if you ever heard, like, one time when Mitchell was in, he was like, so you're teaching some class this weekend, huh? And both Tosh and I are like, ixnay on the ass clay. No, don't touch it. And he's confused and like, okay. Quick change of subject. And, yeah, so that was That's what I've been doing. I teach the South Dakota enhanced permit classes. Like if you want your enhanced permit where you can carry in Minnesota or Nebraska, those states you can't with the regular permits. I teach that class. My company is called, the company itself is called 605 Shooting. I've been doing business under the name Sioux Falls Shooting pretty much since I started in 2016. So if you would like to take a shooting class or a private lesson, go to SiouxFallsShooting.com and read all about it. Or you can drop me an email at Andy@SiouxFallsShooting.com. So there you go. Wow. We're well over 25 minutes now. If you're still listening, thank you. Appreciate it. On the next one, the one, the only, Don't Call Me Tosh, Natasha will be on the podcast with me. And I think I'll probably do it in a week. I think this will be weekly. It'll be sort of weekly, kind of weekly, when I have time to do it. So, if you have listened this far, thank you very much. The fact that you would tune in to listen to me babble is very flattering. And I appreciate the support. I appreciate all the kind words since we left. And we miss interacting with all of you guys, too. I do miss 5 seconds to cash. That never got old for me. I was very sensitive to things getting burnt, and I never got burnt on that. It was always fun. So thank you all so much, those of you who listened to us on the radio, and Tosh will be on with me next time.